Society is changing. People standing up, speaking out, demanding better.
Better from our police service.
Better for our communities.
You question everything. You want to solve the problems facing society.
You want change.
Police Now recruit talented individuals to become detectives. People like you. Together we will do better. Search Police Now Detectives.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shay.
And I'm Mona.
And together we make Plead the Fifth podcast. And this is our takeover episode on the Dope Women podcast. So what we want to do is just give everyone like brief overview, introduce ourselves, let you know what we're about, what our podcast is about, and hopefully you'll come on over and join us. So I'll start with me. Like I said, my name is Shay. I'll be rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking.
Okay.
Yeah, I have bars for days. Just trying to live my life out here in these mean streets, you know, Kansas. It's rough out here, huh? It's just tough, ain't it, Mona?
Not rough life in Kansas.
Man, it's hard out here. It's hard out here, man. Single. Trying to mingle, but not really. Like, you try to mingle, then you get all tangled and tied up, and it's like, eh. Never mind. But you know, it is what it is. I mean, what's it like for you? What's up in Mona's world?
I can't say I'm single. I have a significant other. But dating in general is hard, and people don't realize that it's hard work. And everybody wants to live their life and build a relationship off of these social media memes and real life TV shows.
Man.
Which is not realistic if you want a successful relationship.
True. But I think, I think dating, we'll talk about dating, is... I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like it's overrated at times. But then I'm like, all right, I guess you kind of have to date, you know, to meet someone, unless you just don't want to. Because there's a lot of people that just don't want to be bothered with nobody. And that's fine. And then you got some people that want to be bothered with, you know, by everybody. And that's fine, too. But I feel like it's so hard to find someone that just, like, wants the same thing that you want, when you want it. And I don't like meeting new people like that, for real. Because then when I meet somebody and then, you know, I get to know them, whatever, and then say stuff doesn't work out, then I got to start all over with somebody else. Like, no. That's tiring. That's exhausting. Because I feel like I'm repeating myself all over again. Only it's going to be a different outcome. But it's still the same. I'm the same me. My story's not changing. Who I am is not changing. And these niggas out here be playing, man. Like, I'm about to go give me a pawpaw. I feel like that's just where it's at. Oh. Like, I was talking to this dude the other day, and he is 38. And I was like, damn, so there's no hope. Because, well, I'm 33. I'll be 34 in a few months. And I'm like, okay, you know. These men's out here around my age, they still, you know, on playtime. So I'm like, maybe someone, I need someone a little bit older than me. But what? You sound just like, oh, buddy, like, what the hell? Do I need to go like mid to late 40s, early 50s? Like, I don't understand. Like, when do men get the play out of them? That's what I need to know.
I think it's really up to the man. I think a lot of men don't have self-awareness of their dick, and they don't understand, like, oof, you should protect your dick as much as, you know, we preach to women, you know, protect your pussy, don't give it to everybody. Y'all shouldn't be out here giving your dick to every woman who smiles at you, laughs at your joke, likes your status, you know, heart your meme or eyes. Like, people just need to realize who's really down for them and who just wants to benefit from them or what they think they can, that person can offer. Because so many people here, I don't know about other places, and I know it probably is there too, but just here in Wichita, like, people are dating based off of certain people's status. Like, oh, that's so-and-so. Yeah, I got to get him. But what does he have to offer you?
Not a motherfucking thing.
I'm so sorry. I'm outside doing the podcast, and the neighbor just hit the club with his radio station. RIP, I just hit the club.
He just hit the club.
You remember I said, RIP, I just hit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's grooving, and this is a 60-year-old man.
Tell him I say, hey.
It's, yeah.
He got a woman, huh? He got an old lady.
Yeah, he got an old lady. Okay, how do you feel about that? When men be like, I love when a man's like, that's my old lady.
I love it. Or, yeah, what do you mean? Like
when your man describes you to people, like, yeah, that's my old lady.
Yeah, or that's my girl. I'm your girl. I'm your girl. Yeah, I mean, I'm
a woman. Don't call me your girl.
I won't be a girl.
I'm make
not
me
your
feel
little
like-
girl. I ain't not your little girl. Don't call me a little girl. But no, it's. I mean, hell, as long as I ain't your bitch.
You know, like, and some people like that, and like even my man, I don't describe it. Be like, yeah, you my nigga, and you know, none of that. You're my man. Do you have nigga ways? Yes, you do. But it's you're
big,
my.
It's a big difference between a nigga and a man. Because I'd be like, oh no, that's my nigga. Like, yeah, I had niggas, but I can't really say I had a man. Like, it's a difference to me.
Yeah, because you can have a million niggas, but if that, it's just levels to it. Like, a man's going to do, like, I shouldn't have to ask for reassurance. I shouldn't have to ask, you know, for the simple, basic structures of a relationship. Like, you know, a lot of people get mad, or I see certain men get mad when their woman's like, where are you going? Who you with? How long you going to be there? And I don't think no one asks those type of questions, whether it's your man asking you or your woman asking you, to be nosy or controlling. It's a concern thing, just to make sure, you know, everything's good. So
yeah,
what but if you said
it's also in the way it's asked, like, you know, I mean, you can have good intentions, or you could make it seem like you have good intentions, but you know, some people be asking for the wrong reasons. Not to check up on you, not to make sure you're safe, but to keep tabs on you.
Yeah. I can say I'm definitely the girl who will be like, oh, where are you going? Who are you going to be with? You know, how long are you going to be there? All right, have a good time. Mm-hmm. Because my thing is, like, when you're out with your friends, I'm not going to bother you.
Yeah.
Like, you already told me, you know, you're going out with your friends and you're going to do whatever. Like, I'm not about to call and check up on you every 5 seconds.
But then it also depends on that man too, because if you don't have a reason to you know, to suspect he's doing some type of, you know, shady shit or whatever, and he knows he's not, he ain't gonna take it no type of way either, and he wouldn't have a problem telling you where he is or whatever.
But going back a little bit and backtracking, I think a lot of relationships don't have the basic concepts of communication, and so many relationships fall apart because they don't have that communication. Mm-hmm. Like, now that I can say I'm more healed from previous terrible relationships, I know what I expect and what I'm not going to tolerate. So I try to tell them, like, you know, this is what I like. This, you know, tell me what you like. What are your, you know, tell me what your boundaries, what's a no-go for you. Like, simple things I think you should have in a relationship, and people don't do that. And then they'd be shocked, like, oh, I can't believe they did that. But did y'all ever have that conversation? And it's hard to have those type of difficult conversations, but it's need to be said.
I think a lot of people, because I was scared to have those certain conversations because I didn't want the person to leave me. But then, like, you know, in retrospect, when I think about it, whatever, it's like, if they would have left me because we were having these conversations, or, you know, having those, like you said, tough conversations that are necessary, then probably don't need to be together. Like, you gonna get mad at someone for having conversations about your relationship or just trying to get things on a good page, get on back on track or get on track, whatever. It's like, it takes two to make a relationship work. Right. It takes two to make a thing go right.
But I think we also live in the generation of sneaky links and friends with benefits, but they be wanting more of the benefits than just, you know, the act of what the friends and benefits was built on. Like, how you gonna keep asking me for stuff and expecting girlfriend qualities from me if you just say we're friends?
Yes, or they want to have a girlfriend, have another girlfriend, have a baby mama, have a friend with benefits. No, bro, you like your dick. Look, listen, ain't that much dick in the world to be going around like that. They want to have everything from everybody, or just not be real with people, not be honest. Like we always say, like, be honest with the person because they may want what you want too. Like, maybe I just want this from you. The same thing you want from me is what I want from you. So you ain't got to play with me. Because then you done fucked up.
You know what I noticed too? I feel like men are more afraid to be honest about, like, hey, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm just looking for somebody to hang out with and, you know, have sex with. Give me the option to say yes or no, because my life may be just as busy. Like, I want to go on dates, but I don't want to be dating a whole bunch of men. And I want to have sex, but I don't want to be having sex with a whole bunch of men. Mm-hmm. I could be okay with that.
Yeah. I wonder why. We need to get a man on here.
I definitely need to know, because what I normally hear is, well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I felt like you were falling more for me and wanted more out of the relationship, so I just went along with it. I'm not going along with nothing that I don't agree with.
No, why? But then it's like, okay, you didn't want to hurt my feelings, but you're hurting my feelings even more now because I done found out some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you made me think that it was something that I wasn't because you thought I was, what'd you say? I had more feelings than you or whatever, or my feelings were deeper. When you could have just been honest at the beginning, I could have protected myself, protected my feelings, and, you know, created that, you know, wall, that boundary or whatever, so that I wouldn't cross over there. But now here we are because you let me on thinking you was doing something to protect me, but you weren't helping me, but you weren't.
Yeah.
We could have just been on the same page. We could have just been, it is what it is. I'll see you when I see you.
I think that's men's favorite line is, I was protecting your feelings. Like, they don't got feelings, because if I put a U on you,
listen,
your feelings hurt too.
Listen.
But like Tupac said, you get your game from a woman. So I can have you riding around in the car with the same that I'm messing with, and you'll never know.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. That did happen before. I sure did. I went to go pick him up, and I looked at him through the rearview mirror, like, hey, and he shaking his head like, you ain't shit, but hey.
Now, see, I ain't never done that. Nope, sure haven't. Nope. Oh, we done been in the same room before. Anyways, but, that's funny. But you're right, man. But the thing is, it's like, I feel like if these men, if they only knew, anyways, it is what it is. It's hard out here for a pimp. I ain't never been one. I might need to try and be one day. I'm going to give me a pinky ring. I don't want to get a pinky ring, and I want to get another girl. I'm going to bling it out, you know, so I really feel like I'm doing something. Because I just feel like it's time for me to elevate, you know, and just to go to the next stage in life.
But you you have to be open to dating. Like, I think you turn away from good men because you're afraid of that connection.
Mona, I just said I was getting a pinky ring and a blinged out grill, and you talking about dating.
That's not your life, though.
Because it's so, listen, to go from like, okay, being married and then being divorced. And then, so I was trying, you know, I was thinking about going into this whole dating scene or whatever, and then just got kind of sideswiped or whatever. So now it's like, man, I don't like meeting new people. I don't. And it's not that I'm scared. It's just like, I don't know what these people's intentions are. And I have two kids. I have two little boys. And what if even, like, what if it goes into more than just, you know, us going on a few dates? And what if they, you know, want to be in a relationship with me? And then what if we been in a relationship for like a while? And then I got to introduce them to my kids. And I don't know.
What if it goes good? What if, you know, everything works out? What if this is your next husband? It's all these what ifs.
And I am such a what if person. I am a what ifer.
Okay.
I will what if the shit out of something, and you're right, and I will never know. Because what if shit goes downhill, and then what if the crazy in me just really comes out and amplifies by like 10, 20? Who's gonna raise my kids? They daddy? Nah. I'll be damned. Not like he ain't a good father, but yeah.
I don't know. I just, at this age, I feel like I have to give myself the opportunity to really love someone. And honestly, that was always my biggest mistakes, because I was that person where after my relationship with my kid's dad, being in that relationship forever, I dated and I really didn't take anything serious because I put every man into the same category. And if they showed any traits of my baby daddy, it was like, okay, I know how to handle you, instead of just really getting to know that person. And that's what I'm still learning to do. So you have to definitely get with somebody who's patient to learn you, especially if you were a woman who was, I don't want to see, the best way to say, I can honestly say I was damaged.
Yeah, I think everybody's damaged. Everyone is damaged or has been damaged. I don't think that's not bad. It's nothing bad to say.
I mean, it's not bad, but some people are like, I ain't damaged.
Bitch, yes, well, you damaged because of the way you just came at me over that. Like,
right.
That shows your damage.
If you go through anything toxic, whether it's in a relationship, childhood trauma, whatever the case may be, you're going to have some, what is the word I'm looking for? I can't think of the word. I don't want to say repercussions, but you're going to have some, I don't know what to say. But basically, if anything bad for you happens to you, it's going to have a negative effect and you're going to look at people a certain way.
Yeah, you're going to come out with some bruises, but it heals. It does heal. Time heals. But not if you don't address it.
Yeah. And going back to us just talking about relationships, I think that's why so many relationships are bad, because people never heal and they just jump into the next one. Mm-hmm. I don't really agree with women when they be like, well, you got to get under another man, excuse me, to get over your last one.
Mm-mm. I do. I 100% agree, but go ahead.
I mean, look, because okay, so I'm in a relationship now, and sexually, I would say he's the number one in my book. So what if I get under another man and it's whack? I definitely ain't gonna get over it. I'm gonna fuck around and call him back. Like, you know, it was me, not you. Let's figure this out.
I don't know. I think it's just because you just have to get, well, for me, but see, our connections with sex is different.
That is very true.
So like, for me, it's just like, because when I'm used to, you know, being intimate with someone, or, you know, having sexual relationships with someone, like, that's just what I'm used to. That's what's comfortable to me. So I'm like, all right, I need to get him up out of me. Literally. It's to get somebody else up in me. Even if it's just like one time, and then I won't I won't feel like I have to have that person back. You know, like I don't have to have them because I could just have sex with somebody else right now, one time, right? And not even be with this person again. And I probably like won't even get dick for like a good minute and I'll be fine. I won't want to go back to old face, you know, just because I got him up out of me. That's just me.
I don't know.
That's just me because I can detach my emotions and sex does not go hand in hand.
You know how, I don't know, like when you sleep with some people, when you sleep with them, it feels like they're doing a chore, you know? Or you can sleep with someone and you're like, oh, they really like me. Like you're doing Chris Brown take you down moves. Like, did you just hop and body roll on me?
Not the body roll.
Like where you can, it's that level of intimacy where it's not just physical, it's mental too. Like y'all know y'all bodies are in sync. That's the type of sex I want. I don't want to just like we're wrestling through, we're both trying to get enough.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a real, like, that's going to be a lot to unpack I don't know. My, like I said, my connections with sex, it didn't start like that. And it really, it's not like that. It is what it is. It's just an act, you know? And as far as having those emotional feelings and connections to the person that you're having sex with or whatever, like I had that with one person, you know, and it'll never happen again.
But don't say that. You ain't.
I'm saying with that person it will never happen again. Oh. Yeah, no, like if I, yeah, no.
But I can see that because like when I tried to sleep with my kid's dad after calling it quits and we would try to sleep with each other, it was a task. Ugh. You know, I'm trying to rush you to a nut because now I don't know what happened to you. You're a little off on the next game. So
get over it. Hurry up.
Right. So I didn't like it. It wasn't the same.
I don't know. But anyway, so back to this dating thing. So how are you even, I don't even know how to meet somebody. Like, how do you meet somebody like new? Like, ugh. Where am I supposed? Where you meet them at the Walmart? Because maybe I should start looking up. I'd be trying to avoid eye contact by all means. Like, whenever I go to the bar, don't look at. I don't want to look at nobody. Don't look in my eye. Oh my gosh, this person looking. Nope, I don't want to look.
I'm kind of like that too, but I read places, and I
who's
read
like that.
Me online, I talk to people when
exactly.
I go
exactly.
I'm friendly, but go places where you want to meet the right man. Like you are damn near about to have a master's degree.
I have two masters. Pause.
I mean, sorry, two masters. You're going to have a doctor's degree.
Man, in 3 years, I just started. Yeah, but
it's from here though, but you have to go places where you would meet the men that will fit your life. Like, that you might be able to find them at McDonald's, but the best thing for you is probably like a cigar lounge or something, you know.
Yeah. That we don't have that. Oh, do we have that? Well, I can't go to that.
Yeah, you can go to a cigar lounge or go like wine tasting because you never know. You might run into a man that's doing the same thing that you're doing and they don't know how to meet the right woman that fits their life. Oh, or I've seen like go to bars in like high-end hotels.
Okay, but what do we have in Wichita? So, hold on. So you said go wine tasting and it's crazy because my friend Melanie, we were talking about this the other day because we was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like we both like, man, we done with these fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, we done. Like, you know, it was cute for a minute but not no more. And she was like, we have to start doing stuff different that we, you know, You have to do something different to attract different. I'm like, all right. And she's like, we need to go like wine tasting. And I'm like, okay, so we go wine tasting and niggas just be going, oh, men, I'm sorry. We ain't looking for no more niggas. Men be going wine tasting together. Like that, I don't know. That doesn't, I guess.
They're not necessarily going together, but there's men who have a taste for good wine and they don't want no Stella Rosa, so they're gonna go wine taste see what's out there.
Okay.
Because when I went to Jenny's downtown, like I seen a lot of single men in there.
Denny's?
Jenny's. It's the black owned winery down here.
What? Mm-hmm. We're about to go to Jenny's tomorrow.
An underground station. Or like,
where is that?
But the hotel's like, there's men who come in here and travel all the time and they're going to those major hotels and they're going to the bars and, you know, you can meet them there at the bars instead of, you ain't going to find no man that you're looking for that's your caliber at the club.
Yeah, I don't go to the club anyway.
But yeah. If we go to a certain bar, yeah. The stop or whatever, most of them are just drunks.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. And then I just feel like everyone is, I don't know. I'm just scared. I'm scary man.
I'm more scared of these download men that are coming out.
They be everywhere. You don't never know when they're coming.
And Kevin Gates and all them and all these singers talk about eat the booty like groceries, or men are liking they booty ate nowadays and stuff like that. It's not for me.
Shut up. Oh, you so. Listen.
You don't know if they are down low or they just into some boss freak shit.
It's real out there. It's real out here.
Listen. I'm not nobody for pleasing a man. God himself put the G spot there. Y'all gonna have to debate with him why he did it. But I ain't gonna be able to reach it, baby.
What? Mona, you ain't playing with no butt.
Listen, plead the fifth.
Man, I thought I was gonna get you.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely ain't playing with nobody's booty. I'm sorry. Like, you don't have to get me some type of way. For me to just be like, all right, baby, bend over. Again. Prop them legs up.
There's levels to it. First off, I don't want you prop your legs up.
And, so he scoot his ass down to the end of the bed.
And I'm not pegging you either.
No. What if he starts scooting down? What you gonna do?
Up.
Hey, bro, what you doing?
You know, it's funny because my friend had told me that she was like, she was giving a man fellatios and he kept on pushing her head down and she was like, okay, he's a little freak. I'm going to lick the gooch. And then she kept trying to push her head down and she was like, oh, no, bro. I'm not into that.
See, I don't think I just can't. Like, and especially, okay, look, I ain't going to do it no matter what. However, well, I lie. I don't know because, you know, maybe my wedding night, I might give him a surprise if he wanted. Just kidding. But that's something you should talk about.
Yeah, you definitely should talk about it. And it's crazy. A lot of men have this conversation, but they won't say it to us. Because I have a best friend who's a male. And he was like, we were at work and all these men were telling me I'm not grown because I ain't let a girl lick my ass.
Huh?
And he was like, well, I guess I'm still childish.
Yeah. No, just lick it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like, are we looking like a cat or I don't know. There's just so many things I'm not going to go into. I don't want to discover that.
Did you like my slurping? I was slurping it up. Oh, no, I'm not doing it. I mean, no, I can't say I'm not because, you know, you'll never know what you're going to do, what you would do.
Yeah, I can't say I would never. But right now, there's no man I feel like. No.
Not nobody.
And there's too many men who don't even know how to wipe their ass good.
Man, that's true. That's 100% true. And just found out, remember what I showed, sent you that link a while ago. It's some man that don't even know how to take a shit the right way. So,
Right. You out here catching your poop.
yeah, he said, you just let the shit fall in the water. Yes, guy. Straight up, straight from ass to water. Like, just goes straight
And I
in
just talked to
there.
him because how she been letting you live this lie for so long?
His mama,
Yeah.
she probably do it too. That's probably where he got it from.
That's the main
Unless she
reason
just didn't teach him. Like, I couldn't. I'm like, so you ain't never had a girlfriend? Like, and y'all would never. She never was in the bathroom. You was in the bathroom and noticed that you like back there holding it like that. Oh, anyways, all right. So I need to go. Oh, I need to hit up these. Man, I used to have a sugar daddy. He didn't want me.
What you mean?
Well, no, he wanted sugar, and I wasn't trying to give it to him. Remember, I was like, "Hey, I'd love to talk about my future and as far as my career goes," and he just stopped texting me back. He was like, "I can't wait to see you again." I'm like, "Yeah, man, I can't wait either." You know, I loved our conversation about healthcare, and I'd love to talk to you more about my future and what I want to do with my career. No response, but whatever. It is what it is. I guess, if you want something you ain't never had before, you gotta do something you ain't never done.
And be open.
Open to what?
Open to change. Because they say when you get a real man, it's hard for you to understand and accept it if you've been dealing with bullshit your whole life. Because I felt like, I'm not saying the person I date now is not a real man, but when I was just dating a man that I was dating, I was afraid to pursue it any further because I felt like he wanted more than I could offer him.
Oh,
He's a real man. He got his shit together. He prays, he works out. Everything was, he ain't got no hidden kids nowhere.
man.
Leaves his phone up when you're talking. Just like simple things where you're like, oh, you ain't gonna turn your phone over?
Right? What you trying to prove? You ain't got to prove nothing to me. That shit over, but you know what? Dang, I lost it just that fast.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. Are they even out there?
They are, and there's probably someone who listens or knows a friend who listens who needs a woman who will take care of them and be there. And not like I've noticed a lot of women are, they don't like the idea of being submissive to a man.
Ain't got no problem. I'm tired of having the outlook. I have no problem. I have no problem being submissive. However, and oh, well, I mean, no, there's a however. I don't care what nobody says. It's a however for me. Like, what are you? Are you leading me in the right path? Like, what am I being submissive to? To some bullshit? To whatever you say? Type of shit? Like, no.
I just feel like the man should allow you to be a nurturer and be like, the one who kind of like builds the family. To me, like, I look for a man who can provide, protect, and preach. And when I say preach, I need to be able to learn something from you. But I can definitely say I'm a rider, but I can only ride so long. Like, if you keep taking me in dead ends, I'm gonna go ahead and jump out.
Yeah, 'cause where are we about to go?
Look, at this point, we done put too many miles on this car. It done
Going
lost
in
it.
circles, circles.
All of that. I don't have time for it. Like, tell me straight up what it is. Like, I'd rather have a man with a plan than no plan at all. Like, at least let me know where we're going. And don't just be saying shit to be saying it, because there's a lot of men who be like, oh,
Yes.
we're gonna do this and we're gonna do that. Okay, we're
Yes.
behind it.
and think you can't see the bullshit. Like, nah, bro, I seen it a minute ago.
Right.
Like, no. I don't know, man. But then it's like, and I don't say that's not how I really feel now, because I am a nurturer, you know, by nature, which, you know, I feel like most women are. And like, I don't have a problem taking care of people, and not in a way of like letting them run over me taking care of them, right? Because I feel like I take care of my friends, I take care of my family, I take care of, you know, the person that I'm with or whatever. But I feel like I've been so exhausted from taking care of, you know, from certain situations or whatever, that it's like, man, like, I don't want to, you know, what does it say? I don't want the next man to have to pay for, you know, the last man's mistake or whatever. Yeah. But at the same time, nigga, you ain't about to have me. I'm not, no, I can't. Like, I don't know. So maybe that means I'm not even ready to, like, even think about dating.
I don't think you're ready.
I think that's what it means.
It's still fresh, but when you do start, make sure if it's serious, it's a man also pouring into you, and it necessarily doesn't have to be just financial. Like some men, I know it's a man saying like they want to provide. If it's a real man, they want to provide. They don't want you to always be spending your money and stuff like that. But I understand there's some times where I'm going to be the breadwinner. But if you're taking advantage of me, then we're going to have to discuss this, because no, I ain't your mama.
Right. Oh, no, man. I just feel like I got these two little kids. And I was going to say badass kids, but, you know, AJ not bad. My oldest one, he not bad. Now this little one, whew, that second child right there. And I got this little doggie. So, yeah, I'm like, I don't feel I want to be bothered with no man. I mean, I do. I won't be bothered with no boy. I should say that. Another little boy. Because, I don't know. I need a
video. Because this, I think, I can't think of the man's podcast, but he had a podcast and he welcomed his guest on there. And he was talking to another man. And the host was asking him, so what's your roles in your relationship? And he was like, roles? There ain't no roles. Sometimes, you know, I cook and clean. Sometimes my wife cooks and clean it. And the disgust in the host face when he's talking about it is like, what? And then, because I think the general question was, why ain't women cooking and cleaning as much as they want to?
Did you send that to me?
I think so. Why ain't they cooking and cleaning as much as they used to? And he was like, they're tired.
They're tired. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people got the roles mixed up. Oh, because he asked him, he was like, well, if there's something to build, who's building it? And he was like, well, it just depends on what it is, which makes sense. Like, I can deal with a man like that. Like, there's going to be some things I can't do. I need you to do. If you're tired, I'm going to pick up your slack. Like, I need a man who reciprocates what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not always going to be cooking and cleaning. I love to cook, but if it becomes a task, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely love cooking for my man and, you know, making him happy and, you know, him eat my food and be like, oh, babe, this is so good. I know it is. I don't put my foot in it. But if you're expecting me to cook for you all the time where you ain't going to eat unless I cook, then we're going to have a problem, because there's sometimes I am going to be tired between working, raising kids, doing hair. I'm tired.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to cook me something. I don't care if it's a fried sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But that man, that host, like, I was like, I feel sorry for any woman who comes in your path, because you're living in 1950, and if that's the case, that means you go to work, I stay at home, take care of these kids, and, you know, that's it.
But you know what, I mean, look, that was my life for a minute and I loved it, but I also my ex-husband, he never made me feel like I was like less than, you know what I'm saying? And because it was still times where he would still do stuff, you know, well, it was like a time or two anyways. So I think it's, you know, it could be a good thing with the right person, but I feel what you're saying. I can't wait to be a stay at home mom again.
But
fuck that.
I don't understand how, like, that's like when people try to describe physical labor over someone who works in a call center or who works on a phone or something like that, that is mentally draining. If your body's sore from doing construction all day, you can take a warm bath, take some aspirin, you know, ice your wounds, heat your wounds, whatever the case may be, and you can be in perfect shape tomorrow. You can't mentally turn your brain off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like people compare things like that because I'm like, man, it is what it is. Everyone handles things differently, but yeah, you're right. Just because you're sitting down don't mean you ain't stressed still. A mental strain is, to me, being mentally stressed or strained or whatever is harder to overcome than like physical.
Right.
Because you can pinpoint what it is, like, okay, man, that's my knee that's hurting. But if it's like mental, sometimes you're like, dang, so what? You know, because you could have got triggered by something 3 days ago, or something could have happened 3 days ago, and then it just triggered. You just got triggered today, and you don't remember what the fuck it was. You know, that happened a few days ago, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There's just too much to it. Like you said, you can pinpoint an injury, but someone can say something to you and it's triggering something that happened to you in the eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. Like, damn, man, why I'm so mad? All she said was ice cream. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Man, so bottom line is I'm about to be single for it. Not forever. Probably for a little bit good. Forever. But it is what it is, you know? Just...
I think after every relationship, whether it's just like you're dating someone and it's been serious for a year, you're getting out of a marriage, you have to get back to figuring out who you are because you give so much to that other person. A lot of people forget who they are. And I can't, after learning that, I tell people who I date now, like, I can't give you 100%. I can give you 90%. But I need 10% for me because I don't want to know who I am again.
Yeah.
Or like, say you were someone who liked to go hiking and you were outdoorsy, and then you get with someone who doesn't like any of that. So, you know, you make that compromise like, oh, I'm not going to go hiking as much. And then soon it declines where you're not doing it at all. Like, you forget everything about yourself to please this person. I will never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to, you're right. I was talking to one of my friends the other day. You said what?
I said on top of being a mother, that's hard too, because you lose your identity once you become a parent.
Yeah, because you gotta, it's all about these kids. You gotta put these kids first.
Exactly. So.
Well, you're supposed to. But you can't. But you can't always put them first. Because you put them first, you got to put yourself first so you can have something to give to them.
Yeah, that's how I feel now. Like, some people may look at it selfish, but I can't pour into anybody's glass, whether it's my children, my man, my friends, if my glass ain't full.
Mm-hmm. My glass has a crack in it, a few cracks in it, so I got to fix that shit first. My glass is a little shattered.
It will come back. It'll come back.
Man, everybody, it's not even like about this relationship, but you know, like, I feel like what my problem is I don't address things. I half-ass address things, right? Situations. And say I may address it with the person, like, you know, if you hurt my feelings, whatever, I'll address it with you. But I don't address it with myself. And I feel like that's a problem because I'm still holding on to it. Like, you think we good, whatever, you know, like I came to you and be like, hey, you know, this, I didn't like when you said this to me or whatever, you know, addressing the situation like that. But then I don't really sit with it myself and I don't get over it myself. That's my problem.
Oh, I get that. Cause I think my problem too is I be expecting people to know how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that to you. Why would you do that to me?
Everybody don't think like you.
Right.
And that's it's easier. Like when you hear it, it's like, well, duh, everyone don't think like you because everyone ain't you. But then I'm like, but man, the way I think is like common fucking courtesy type of stuff. But you know, but it's not really. But yeah, you gotta. I hate those like phrases and sayings that just sound so like, well, duh, but it's way deeper than that. Ain't no one gonna do you like you would do you. 'Cause ain't nobody you. And everybody don't care the same way. But whatever. I'm just
That
making.
I had just posted a meme earlier about like paying attention to stuff that people invite you to versus what they leave you out. Or sit, like, for example, asking you to sit at a table with someone instead of them inviting you. Like, I'm over that. Like, I look at those little things.
You said what?
Like paying attention, the meme said pay attention to the shit that people invite you to versus the shit they leave you out of. Because you know, like you can have certain friends that invite you to like bullshit, like, oh, let's go to the club, da, da, da. But it's like, hey, you know, let's cook today. Like,
Yeah.
call me for hood rat shit.
Yeah, but not nothing that's gonna do something for me.
Right.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. As relationships, dating, friendships, they're all hard. And you have to see it's just really hard. I'm stuttering now because it's a lot. Like,
Life is hard and dealing with people are hard, and you got to take people at face value. Take it for what it is, for what you see, and not for what you want to see or what you think it could be. What we say that potential fucking killed the cat.
yeah,
If that's a saying, choke
I
the
don't think,
chicken.
but it is because I used to live in potential so much just through the people's words and not their actions because their actions weren't adding up to what they were saying.
Man, it's hard because you don't ever want to be like, oh man, that person's bad. You want to see the best in people, but sometimes people just ain't the fucking best. Like, not everyone is a good person. No matter how much you want someone to be a good person, if they're not a good person, they're not a fucking good person. You know, like, It just is what it is, man. Stop trying to make these people into your fairy tale, your dream man, your dream woman, your dream non-binary, what the fuck ever. Just stop and accept
But I
it.
mean, we can't have a hood nigga that's romantic and has man skills.
I mean, I'm sure we can, but I'm sure we don't have them right now. I have yet to meet one. Nick, I see. Oh man, it was this meme that said, you know, my problem is I want us to have. Ooh, never mind. I didn't even say it. Whew. Look, I almost
Now
caught me. I ain't gonna say it, but yeah, no, it's hard out here. But you know, one thing about it is that nothing ever lasts long.
that
You
is
know,
very.
good things and bad things. I do believe that good things come to an end eventually. You know, you can have a good marriage, but hell, one of y'all niggas gonna die.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying so, because I don't want to say it like it's gonna come to an end in like a bad way. I mean, granted, death is bad, but it's also guaranteed. So, is I'm I don't mean it like bad, but you know what I'm saying? Like that's how it's gonna end.
True.
It's. Can't run from it. But yeah, man, good things come to an end and bad times come to an end too. Like I've noticed my life, like when things got really, really bad for me, where I'm like, man, what the fuck I'm about to do? Like I give myself a week, hell, sometimes less than that, and it turns right around. But it's like you can't dwell in the bad for too long, because you can miss the good, you know. You keep your head down too long, you're gonna miss what's right in front of you.
That is true. I think you need to take your own words because you ain't gonna meet a man looking down.
I know I keep saying that, but then I'd be like, You know, I am, but I don't know. I don't know.
It's gone, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Hey, you got no choice. Life goes on. No matter what, it's gonna go the fuck on. Now, how it goes on, you know, the way, if it goes, I don't know, whatever, it's fine. I'll be all right. Hell, I done been through worse. Have been treated worse by better. Now, what the fuck? Have I?
Good nope. Thing this is, I've been kicked out of worse places than this.
Man,
I'm no better places than this, not worse places, because that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I heard you. I was gonna let it slide because you know, we know what you meant,
right? Like, you think this means something? Shoot,
I've been kicked out of me.
I was better than you, yeah. And I jumped your ass.
Yeah, and you know what? Listen, my friends told me, you know, that whenever I was with this person, I was meaner. And I'm like, why you guys didn't tell me?
I was going to have that conversation for somewhere, some other time, but if you want to do it on air.
But I'm like, we could always tell when y'all got back together because you were so mean. And I'm like, what? Like, I posted this meme the other day and it was like, something, my last relationship was so toxic that when we broke up, my friends congratulated me. And when I saw it, I was like, damn, goddamn. Because that's what it was. Girl, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. Yay, you did it, friend. What? Yeah, bitches. What? It was that bad, huh? I said, all right, I didn't know.
I think because your friends will see they're outside looking in, so they know who you are as a person and what you give them, because I feel like sometimes you give your friends a little bit more than you give your spouse. You can be more open, you know, I guess that's a better lack of words. Be more open. You can be your true self because you don't want your spouse to look at you a certain way. Like if you laugh at a certain joke or you do something different, they'll be like, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And where your friends be like laughing, you know, not necessarily agreeing with everything. They allow you to be who you are. If they're your true friend.
Yeah.
As long as you're not doing anything destructive. But where was I going with that? But your friends are the outsiders looking in. So they notice those changes. Like, what is, okay, that's different. But I ain't going to say nothing. I'm going to wait till they come to me.
Man. Like, all right, then. Well, y'all let me know if I be mean that next time. Hell. You know, I got the wrong one. Now I'm just let the next man I meet, and you know, before I even feel like, you know, after we establish a relationship, he got to meet my niece, because my niece, she can spot him. Every man I done dealt with, she done told me, nope, Shay Shay, that ain't it. And sure enough, here I am. So she been right. My man, whatever. Fuck niggas get money.
Okay.
And on that note, I would like to wrap up this takeover episode. I hope you guys enjoyed us.
Thank you for allowing us to come along this journey.
Yes, everyone, please go ahead and wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find us, you know. Well, probably not wherever. I mean, because we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor, of course, we're on Apple Podcast, and yeah, we be on there, plead the fifth, with them big lips, big red lips. Mm-hmm.
Just like me.
Just like, your lips ain't red.
No, but I got big lips, though.
Yeah, me too, but it is what it is at this point. Well, yeah, you know, you got anything you want to say, Mom?
That's it. That's all. Mainly just, you know, be open and receptive to new relationships, new opportunities. Don't sleep on yourself.
But sleep on that nigga. I mean, up under him. Actually, I like to sleep on the side of him. Sleep on the side of him. You know.
Okay.
Hit on your back. Yeah, I guess. On your crack. Okay.
Girl, I like that too. Shit. Wake me up like that. Better than Folgers.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Go ahead and follow us. And, you know, we'll check you on that side. Okay. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Society is changing. People standing up, speaking out, demanding better.
Better from our police service.
Better for our communities.
You question everything. You want to solve the problems facing society.
You want change.
Police Now recruit talented individuals to become detectives. People like you. Together we will do better. Search Police Now Detectives.